Here we go. Am I on? Okay. Got it. Thank you very much. Wow. How would you like to have been there when it was first discovered that Jesus Christ rose from the dead? That tomb was empty and he was gone. Can you imagine? Well, there was a young lady that happened to be the first person to recognize the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And her mind was blown away. There's a beautiful poem that I would like Daniel to share with you in light of He Lives. So Daniel, would you share this, please?
He was laid in the tomb. They put soldiers round about. No one could get to him. He certainly wouldn't come out. 3 days and three nights in the earth he lay, until finally in the evening the angel came and rolled the stone away. Early in the morning, Mary came to the tomb, but something was wrong. The stone was gone. There was only the empty room. But he was standing right behind her, watching her as she cried, waiting to share his joy with her, the joy he now knew inside. "Woman, why are you weeping? Who are you looking for?" She supposed he was the gardener, so turning to him, she implored, "Tell me, where have you laid him? I'll come and take him away." She could hardly believe it when she heard him say, "Mary, he's alive, he's alive." The joy jumped in her soul. The dead man she came there searching for was standing before her home. "He's alive, he's alive. Go tell all my brothers," he said, "that the one who lay there sleeping is risen from the dead. He's alive, he's alive. Go tell all your friends. This is just the beginning of the story that never ends. He's alive, he's alive. We got to tell everyone of the Savior raised in glory. Jesus Christ, God's Son."
Amen. Thank you. Wow. The act of God raising his son from the dead has got to be the greatest exhibition of power ever exhibited on this earth. From death unto eternal life. There's nothing like it. And we're celebrating that today, that our Lord and Savior did raise from the dead. And the significance of the resurrection is so vital, so key for Christians today. Our redemption is based on his resurrection. Yes, he died for all mankind, but God raised him from the dead to seat him at his own right hand. What a revelation. What an act. Nothing greater has been done in this world than that God raised his son, Jesus Christ, from the dead. Phenomenal power exhibited. And it's not just some religious act. It's reality. It's true. It happened. You know, there's many significant things that perhaps touch your heart in light of the resurrection. What does it mean? How significant is it? In what way is it meaningful for you? Well, as Jeannie shared, salvation. How big is salvation? That we can believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, believe that God raised him from the dead, and we are saved. We're made whole. We go from eternal death to eternal life. Boy, that's pretty significant, isn't it? It also, another way to look at this and to recognize the value of the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is that he's at the right hand of the Father, and he's at the head of the church today. What a great revelation. There's another aspect of the revelation of Jesus Christ being raised from the dead I want to share with you. And this is something that I was thinking about. It was put on my heart. And it really, really excited me. And I want to share it with you. And I believe God wanted me to share this with God's people today. And to share it, let's go to the scriptures, okay? So 1 Peter 1:3. Now you have a little handout, a little booklet that we gave you as you came in. Most of the scriptures are going to be on that if you want to look at that or your Bible. But we're going to look at 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again. That's, you know, this is King James, begotten us again. We're born again. You were born the first time, right? Well, this is a second birth. This is an eternal one. The first one's not going to last forever, right? But the second one will. And this is what it's talking about. According to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto what? A lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. We have been given a living hope, a lively hope because of the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, when God talks about hope, it's not some wishy-washy, maybe it might happen. It's an assurity. And we have an assurance as a result of the resurrection of Jesus Christ that we have the hope that he will return. That we too will be raised up to be ever with the Lord, as taught in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. That excites me, because I have a future. What's your future today? What are you looking forward to down the road? What's ahead for you in your life? I know what's ahead for me. I have a living hope, a lively hope, because Christ is going to come back, and I'm going to be ever with him. I'm going to have a new body, like to the body that Jesus Christ had after his resurrection. Is that kind of neat or what? A lively hope. Oh my goodness. This is one of the great realities for Christians today to recognize in their life that they have this living hope. I don't know if you heard the manifestations, if you remember what was said. The music that we played really plays into what I'm sharing with you. Let's take a look at another scripture, 8:11. Romans 8:11. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead, think about this now, the Spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in who? You, as born-again ones. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Whoa! Is that fantastic or what? What an expectation we have. Oh my gosh. Yes. We have that Spirit in us that raised Jesus from the dead. That's the power we have. That's why Jesus Christ said, you've got power. Before he ascended up into heaven, you shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Man, oh man. Do you have problems today? Do you have aches and pains? I think we all suffer in some form or fashion concerns, physical pain, mental distress, things that go on. And it's not easy to deal with it. But as Christians, we have a wonderful way to deal with these kind of situations. I want to share with you from a teaching by Jan Boos, who lives in Colorado Springs. Many of you know her. She's a fantastic teacher. She did a teaching on February 3rd of this year. And I have the manuscript of this. And there's something I want to share with you that really, I think, communicates what I'm trying to say. Not only was he in excruciating pain, Jesus Christ on the cross, right? Nails in his hands and feet. Not only was he in excruciating pain, he was hanging there with others whose crimes had brought their fates, and yet he knew that he had always done the Father's will. He could hear the mockers and scoffers sneering at him, declaring that having saved others, he couldn't save himself. How on earth did he hang there for 6 hours and endure such anguish of body and soul? 6 hours, can you imagine that? The pain, the suffering, people yelling at him, screaming at him. Have you experienced anything like this? I mean, I'm sure in our personal lives things have happened and we're dealing with stuff. But what was his answer to deal with this? The answer to that question still astounds me. He was able to endure because he had his Father's word that he would be raised from the dead. And that what he was doing was absolutely the Father's will. It didn't matter that no one else in the entire world understood what he was accomplishing or could see the value of his selfless act. He trusted his Father and therefore was able to endure the shame and the pain of crucifixion based solely on what his Father had told him. What did our Father tell us, our spiritual Father? What has God told us in His Word? That we have the hope of Christ's return. Oh my goodness. So what can we do to deal with our day-to-day anguish and pain and suffering? Remember that Christ is coming back at any time. We're going to have a new body and we'll be ever with the Lord. That's our future. I know people have 401ks and different retirement programs and things like that, but this is far and away much better than anything like that. Oh my goodness, it's life. It's life to the fullest. Let's take a look at 1 Corinthians 15, if you would. It's interesting that God would devote a whole chapter to dedicate the importance of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And there's some great figures of speech in here. I'm going to start in chapter 15, 1 Corinthians 15, 12. We won't have anything on the screen until verse 18, okay? But I did want to start here in verse 12. It says, "Now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain." It's empty. "Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified that God had raised him up. He's raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that dead don't rise. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised? And if Christ be not raised, your faith is empty, it's vain, yet you are still in your sins." Verse 18. I think we've got these on the screen here for you. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If the truth and reality that God did not raise Jesus Christ from the dead, boy, there's no life. There's no future. If in this life only, verse 19, we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. If he did not raise from the dead. But now is Christ risen from the dead. Hallelujah, yeah. And become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Wow. Oh my goodness, people. To recognize the value of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, there's so many things we can think about. But let's remember that it brings to us a hope that is assured because it's in God's Word. If God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, could he raise you? Amen. If Christ comes back and we have died and passed on, guess what? We're with him first. Yeah, we're firsties. Yeah, we're firsties. And those which are alive and remain shall join us in the air. Isn't that an amazing section in God's Word, that chapter 15? Wow. Well, let's look at a few more scriptures. I don't know if you're getting this yet. If you haven't got this yet, a few more scriptures. Maybe that'll seal the deal. 2 Corinthians 4:14. Knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise us also. Raise us also by Jesus and shall present us with you. If he does it for his son Jesus, he's going to do it for his sons, you and I. How about 1 Corinthians 6:14? And God hath both raised up the Lord and will also raise up us by his own power. Whew. You sold yet? You got it? It's God's word, not man's word. God's word says this over and over again. Colossians 3:4, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you, born-again Christians, you also will appear with him in glory. Oh my goodness. Fantastic. The Father told him, he told Jesus Christ that he would raise him from the dead. And Jesus took him at his word. That's why he could hang on that cross for 6 hours and go through the excruciating pain and agony that he did. We take God's word too, huh? We'll take him at his word. Why not? Since he raised up Jesus, he can raise us up as well. And he will. And he will. You know, talk about living in newness of life. What a life we can live. Man, what a bounce we can have in our step because we have some great assurance. Now, I know people buy insurance to take care of catastrophes that may happen in the future. But we have spiritual assurance that Christ is coming back. Wow. And we're going to be right there. Right there. Wow. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you for your wonderful love and grace that you've extended toward us. That in recognition of what you did with the Lord Jesus Christ to raise him from the dead and set him at your right hand, that you've also spiritually have raised us up and we're seated in the heavenlies. But there's a reality coming, Father, when Christ comes back, a hope, a living hope that we are dynamically a part of. And we are so thankful that we can have that assurance in our hearts. And we can live our life anew. because it's Christ in us, and because you raised him from the dead. And I thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. God bless you.